It's a fake homely damsel living by the riverside. She was both tall and beautiful. They called her the village pride. Rich lords came to court her, but their hopes were all in vain. For there was one, a farmer's son, young Mary's heart did gain. For 6 long months they courted and planned their wedding day. Her father and mother gave their consent, but her brothers this did say. There is a squire now courting you, and it's him you must not shun, or else this day we will betray your consent, farmer son. There is a vale in yonder fields, the brothers went straightway to share young Willie's company and to spend with him a day. And on his way returning home, his glass of life was run. 'Twas with a stick they took the life of the concerned farmer's son. These brothers straight to Mary went, and this to her did say: don't put your trust in your true love, but let him go his way. Don't put no trust in your true love, or else it's you he'll shun. For we have come to tell the tale of your concerned farmer son. Young Mary on her pillow late at night could get no rest. The thoughts of her love Willie firmly beating in her breast. Mary arose, put on her clothes to seek her love did run. 'Twas dead and cold she did behold her concerned farmer's son. 'Twas dead and cold she did behold him bleeding in yon grove. As the tears rolled down her rosy cheeks, she kissed him more and more. She plucked the green leaves from the trees for to shade him from the sun. And night and day she passed away with her concerned farmer's son. Till hunger came approaching this fair one all alone, to seek her cruel brothers. 'Twas quickly she went home, saying, brothers, there you soon shall hear of the cruel deed you've done. You have done the deed, and now must bleed like my concerned farmer's son. Off speaks the younger brother, I'm sure it wasn't me. Then up speaks the eldest brother, who swore most bitterly. Oh, brother, dare you need not swear for cruel deed you've done. You have done the deed, and now must bleed like my consent farmer's son. These brothers, they were taken, and for the same were tried. Young Mary on her pillow lay, she never ceased to mourn. Her brothers, they decayed away, for their glass life was run. Young Mary sighed, and in sorrow died, for her constant farmer's son.